today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Kairos always, write it down, points. It's always pointing to the right opportune moment for the supreme God to show up in your life. A supreme moment where he activates his presence. He will cause a sequence of events to happen so you can step into a moment.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Kairos. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16.
This Kronos is important. The example of Kronos, time in the office or the office worker. I hate my job because of the time that I spend in the office. I'm waiting for the clock to click 5 so I can get out of there. That's Kronos, and we get tired of Kronos. Ooh, I can't wait until it's 5 so I can get up out of here. It's like a church member that's saying, we're gonna plan out our service, and we gotta sing 2 songs and end at 7 or 8:20 because the bishop wants to get up by 8:21. That's Kronos. It's like a person saying, there's a situation in my life and I'm looking forward to the next significant appointment. So I'll kill time here. I'm really not in it, but since my appointment is at 3, I'll kill time in the mall and just shop a little bit until I get to my next appointment. He said, I got to kill some time. It's really wasting time, because every minute and every second could never be retrieved. The older you get, you don't want to spend and waste time or kill time with people who ain't going nowhere. You want to get with people who will start speaking and moving. You can see them. They redeem it. They're always looking for how they can manage things better. These people sharpen us and help us to be the best that we can be. Much of our thinking every single day is tied to Kronos. We're like slaves to it, and we should be. Because God will look at how you work your Kronos to step you or to step into that moment with a Kairos. Let me give you some statistics or some information about Kronos. We have 24 hours in a day. Write it down. That is 1,440 minutes in every day. That's 86,400 seconds. I just named off some big numbers, but we all say, I don't have enough time to do what I want to do. Let me give it, you got 24 hours, you have 1,440 minutes. You have 86,400 seconds. And since we kill time and waste time, we will always say, I don't have enough time to do what I need to do. Because we know nothing about redeeming it and organizing it and structuring it. We waste time and we kill time. Your work week is determined by the number of hours you work every week. Most of us, if you have a full-time job, will work at least 40 hours. Certain employers do the same thing. Certain employers remind their employees weekly that you need to be on the clock for 40, not 32. You don't check out early and expect to have full pay. I wish we understood this a little bit more, because many of us want to work for God 2 seconds out of a week, but we want eternal life. Well, I'll go to church for 2 hours on Sunday and I'll check the box of church. But in terms of giving God time, I'm talking about designating time in Chronos for Him. How many of us think that way? We're more loyal to work and to school and to cleaning our house, but nothing about washing our mind or our souls. I asked our members to give God 3 minutes of your day consistently a year ago. And if I did a poll, that how many of us in this room is consistent with the 3 minutes? Reading, kneeling, speaking to God. You would see a sad memory, a sad indicator of how far our chronos has shifted away from God. The game lasts for 2 hours and you're loyal to it, but I can't preach for one. Sometimes I'll spend 3 hours watching the news to stay up on current events. And I have to check myself about what I'm doing with my time concerning God. Do I have your attention now? Glory to God. Think about your clock. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick. I'm looking right now for an old time but very nice grandfather clock. I want to see it. So that it will remind me that I need to redeem it. That's what I want. A grandfather, but nice. Not no something. Nice. Another thing that I'm, the older I get, is I like to see the stars. I'm looking for a nice telescope. Friday night, the moon was right over the horizon from the east. I don't know if you all saw it, but it was huge. I want one of those telescopes where I can see the surface of it. And the older I get, I'm beginning to want to see lunar. That he gives us the night light so we can travel. Traveling on 95 late at night, when there's a lunar, when there is a bright moon, you'll see more deer standing by the road. When there is no moon, they seem to stick closer to the woods. In other words, nature rises. Starts roaming when it can see at night. Thank you, Lord. God wants us to have that kind of luminosity, even in the night seasons. And He wants to brighten your night, glory to God, with His word. That won't happen if you're not loyal to the Chronos. You'll just walk in darkness all of the time. And there is darkness, but He can illuminate even the darkness so you can walk and be saved. Moses prayed in Psalm 90 and verse 12, teach us to number our days. Why would he say that? Well, he lived 120 years. But he said, teach us in the 90th Psalm, teach us to number our days. Personally, if Moses was raised in Egypt, he had to understand math. because the Egyptians were the top nation in the world as it relates to science and biology at that time. A lot of people like to ask me questions like, you know, when are black people going to rise up again? I say, you were always up. There are moments that history will show you, you were the top ranking in the world. And if you go to Egypt right now, the pyramids that were built then are still standing. You have to understand mathematics to build a pyramid. Each boulder must weigh tons. Each stone in that thing. I've been there and I'm telling you. How do you move those stones in the desert like that? I'm still blown away. The Japanese tried to duplicate the pyramid with modern technology and with cranes, and they failed in the desert. So I'm trying to understand. I've been there. I've gone through their museums, and the statues look like they're looking at you like this when you walk by. I'm telling you the truth. It's the most eerie thing you've ever seen. I was like, get me out of here, man. These are demons. No lie. 4,000 year old, still standing. There was a moment where Africans were at the top of the food chain in technology. Look at the Babylonians, and I can keep going on and on. Right now you're not, but that's all right. He can teach you to redeem time. And why are we going for what we used to have anyway, when there's new territory and new ground that we can take? I don't want to go back to a time where my name is Nero and I'm sitting on the throne and I got a scepter and have control over everybody else's life. What about people finding their own destiny? Greater than one man controlling everything you do. Thank you, Lord. But Moses says something interesting. Teach us. I know mathematics, and we're even learning how to track the stars. But teach me to number my days, that when I look over a calendar year, I can see, did I have any moments where God showed up? I can apply myself to wisdom. Not only should we know where our time goes, but how do you spend it? Look at Psalm 39, verses 4. Psalm 39, verses 4 through 6. Can we put it up? Lord, make me to know my end and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. You mean to tell me that if I'm able to know my days, I can then examine how I'm moving or pining away or wasting away from year to year? There's something about knowing your chronological that will make you more humble. If you waste time, you'll think that you can do what you can do when you were 21. When you really deep down inside should know those days are gone. What we want to do is make sure that the 21 years old around us don't do what we did, that they can be a better generation. Thank you, Lord. Tombstones often display a moment and then a dash and then an ending date. That dash represents a person's chronos. They're not going to put every year and every second and every minute. But we see chronos, and it's just the dash when there's a tombstone. But we know it's an entire life. Let's talk about kairos. Kairos always, write it down, points. It's always pointing to the right opportune moment for the supreme God to show up in your life. a supreme moment where he activates his presence. He will cause a sequence of events to happen so you can step into a moment. Let's look at Damar. And now let's go back before we get to Damar at God saying, y'all watching games, ain't nobody praying. I waited on you on Sunday and you didn't show up. I've been waiting all year. All year long. You promised me at the top of 2022 that you're going to do better. You asked me for better and I gave it to you. I increased you. Whatever you asked me to do, I showed up with it. You asked me to heal and I healed. You asked me to deliver and I delivered. You asked me to take care of your child and I did. You asked me to work it out and I worked it out behind the scenes. You were at your wit's end concerning this situation. And I showed up behind the scenes like an operating system. All you did is push the button, but I was maneuvering the situation, working behind the scenes to even comply to your demands. And I waited for you at the first day of the year to give me praise, and you got a Budweiser. So I tell you what I'm going to do. In the midst of what you love the most, I'm going to make a move and cause things to happen, a freak accident. And I'm going to take a young one. You were there at one time with the same attitude, invincible. And I'm going to show you how weak and frail. I'm going to show you how weak and frail all of us are. I'm going to show you while you're texting and doing what you do, you can just run off the road and just, and something can happen to you. Just how frail you are. If I don't watch over you, I'm going to show you that if you don't have me in your life working behind the scenes, something can happen to you, to your children, to your money, to your issues, to your contract that will mess your whole life up and all of your dreams will come to a halt. And all I'm asking for you to do is get on your knee and acknowledge me. You missed it a year ago. You missed it 2 years ago. You missed it 3 years ago. You missed it 5 years ago. And I still served you. But at this moment, I'm not waiting any longer. I'm going to make everything come to a halt so I can get what I want now. And I want prayer from you. I need your heart to open up to me. I need you to get your mind off of what you're going through. And I need you to give me some praise. Because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that I'm Lord. And I'm going to bring it all to a halt. So I can get this right here. You mean to tell me that's all you wanted? For all of your goodness? For 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, for the restoration of your family? All you want from me is praise? For me healing you over and over again, all you want me to do is to dedicate something to you? That's all you wanted, God? Yes, that's all I want. You can't repay me. I'm not even asking for you to give it back. I'm redeeming it. But I want what I want. Thank you, Lord. So God is pointing to something. And I'm telling you, he's pointing not to your errors, but he's pointing to himself. I want you to notice me. Good God from God. So Kairos is different from Chronos. It is not tick-tock with God. It's my time. Say, it's my time. When Kairos comes, God is saying, first of all, it's my time for you to focus on me. Not on that I broke through for you, but I want you to turn. Man, God is here. That's what he wants you to first. God is here. That's what you got to turn. God is here. Not just things started working for me. Who's working behind the scenes? Think about your computer screaming at you, saying you just pushed the button and you so impatient. You push the button, but it's the operating system behind the scenes that starts working things out, and you never say thank you. God is saying in a Chronos, in a Kairos moment, I've been working behind the scenes, but now I want you to hear my voice. You are ungrateful. I want you to look to me. I'm coming visible to you, and I want you to see me in the midst of it. Before you say, ooh, it worked out. Before you say, ooh, God, I did it. Before you say, my stuff is all right now, you got to say, God, you showed up. God, you showed up. God, you showed up. Say, God, you showed up. And when you say, God, you showed up, and give him the praise, then you can see how he broke out for you. The Bible says David asked God, do you want me to go after this troop? He said, yes, you're going to defeat them all. But I'm going to tell you the sign. When you hear the marching in trees, when you hear the marching in trees, it's going to be a sound in the trees as if someone is marching on the top of trees. In other words, I'm going to cause wind to blow. It's not going to blow on the ground, but the top of trees are going to bend. It will be an indicator that I showed up. And when I show up, glory to God, you can defeat your enemy. When I show up, no enemy can stand before you. When I show up, things will happen in your house. When I show up, the devil can't defeat you. When I show up, you'll get more money on your job. When I show up, you'll be appreciated. Woo, Jesus. Come on, let's praise him, because he's going to show up. And when he show up, you're going to recognize the marching in trees. Woo. Come on, he's marching in somebody's trees. He's marching in somebody's trees. Woo. Don't look at the enemy. Don't look at what you're trying to get. Can you hear the sound? Woo, Jesus. If you're marching in trees, that don't even sound right. Write it in your notes. His ways are not like our ways. Neither are his thoughts like our thoughts. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are his ways than our ways, and his thoughts than our thoughts. I'm sure David would have loved to have him show up to where the king would look strong. But he says, this will be the sign that I've delivered your enemies in your hands. You will hear the sound of one's marching in trees. This is why we need to be tuned in. God will never let, no Kairos is tied to you alone. It is when he says, I heard you, and I'm going to break forth in your life. And the first, don't you look at what they do for you. I want you to turn and see me and give me the glory. It will be a sign that I'm with you. And every domino that stood before you will fall. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Kairos, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2301-0808. That's reference number 2301-0808.
It is time for the second annual Palm Bay Multicultural Festival presented by the City of Palm Bay, Florida Blue, and Thrifty on Saturday, January 28th. This free event showcases culture, dance, music, food, vendors, and hands-on activities from countries worldwide. For more information on being a sponsor or a vendor, email daniel.waite@pbfl.org. We encourage all high school seniors who plan to further their education at a college or university to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. The deadline for submission is next Sunday, January 29th. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter. Contact Elder Toby Hubbard with any questions. Baby dedication is scheduled for next Sunday, January 29th at the 8 a.m. service. Forms are due today and are available at guest services. Awaken Women's Fellowship will resume in person and online on Saturday, February 25th at 9 a.m. Ladies, this is our year of faith, favor, and focus. So connect with the Awaken group on Facebook for updates.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You know what? I've been looking for somebody. Not just anybody, but a special somebody. Come on. Can anybody out there pray for me?